Okay, we're on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Okay, Misha Achazav Bumus. Machilin also Afilu Dvarim Tmeim. Achi Arenov. Somebody who has Bumus, that's a sickness that comes from fasting. When a person's hungry, so he's he blacks out. It's very dangerous, like Pikuach Nefesh. So you can feed him on Yom Kippur, things that are even on kosher things, if that's what you know what you have. So Ad Shiur Reinav until he's gets better. Misha Nishachok Kelev Shote, somebody that a mad dog bites him, which is is dangerous also. Ein Machilin Oso Michatzer Kaved Shalom. So you should not feed him from the lobe of the liver of the dog that bit him. Because they used to think that was a cure for getting bitten by the dog. So you should not do that because that's not, according to the Tanakhama, not a refuah paduka. It's not a tried and tested. You know, if it would be tried and tested, that works, so then that would be okay. You know, it's pikuach nefesh. But since it's not tried and tested, so Tanakhama says you cannot give him that. Ramasya ben Cheresh Matir, he says you could, because he, according to him, it is a tested refuah, so you could do that. Vodamar Ramasya ben Cheresh, Hachoshesh bigrono, Matilin lo sam betoch pi b'shabbos, b'bnei shehu safik nefashos. Hachol safik nefashos, tochez ha-shabbos. The different gears to see exactly what his sickness is. Again, the gears here is grono, and something's wrong with his throat. Others have the gears to see his teeth. He has something is like his gums like rotting, and then it can spread over his whole body. And so and again, it's like pikuach nefesh. So you can give him the drugs on Shabbos, and because it's suffik nefashos again, and all suffik nefashos is docha Shabbos. Mishenafala mapolet, a building fell down on a person, and it's Shabbos. We want to know about clearing away the rocks to try to find the guy. So you are allowed to. Safik sham, safik enosham. Whether there's a safik, whether he's even there or not. And the guy, person might be there or not. It's okay. Safik chai, safik meis. Or even if you know somebody's there, but you're not sure if he's alive or not. It's also mutter. Safik nachri, safik yisrael. Even if you're not, you know somebody's there, but he might not be Jewish. Might be a goy, and a chemical for a goy, but because of the safik, it's okay. Mefachim ala vesegal. Yeah, you're allowed to clear away the stones and to, you know, try to save the guy, perhaps. So then what? If you find him, it's a uchai. If you find him alive, so then a mefachim. In other words, you find him alive, you know, you started clearing and you see a little bit, you know, see the guy and you see that he's alive, but he's, you know, still rocks on him. So you can continue in finishing up the pinui, getting rid of the rest of the rocks. The imeis, if you find him dead, though, yanichu. So you don't, even though it's the Nisr Drabanan, basically, we're talking about here, you know, moving rocks is moksa, but you don't do that if he's dead, because it's not going to help right now. And you just leave him, I guess, till Motzei Shabbos, and then take care of the rest of them. Okay, Rashi, Mishachos Obumus, like we said, Choli Ha'ochez Machmas Reavon, comes from hunger. Einav Kehos, the who misukan lamus. His eyes, like, he, like, blacks out, and he can't see, and it's dangerous. Okay, he can die from that. Ukeshemarito chazeres biyadua she nitrape. And we can see again, so then he's better. Kelev shote, mefarsh begumar. Ein machilin mechatzer kavetzlo. We said he shouldn't give, a guy gets bitten from by a dog, he shouldn't give him from the liver. Even though the doctors are knowing that refuah, but it's not a complete, it's not like they said tried and tested, it's not known a complete to work, completely to work. So therefore, you can't give it, that's not enough, therefore, to matir him to be able to eat this iser. Ramasya ben Cheresh, Matir, why? Because our refuah gemura, he says it is, he yelled it is a refuah gemura, enough of it, refuah gemura, and therefore you are allowed to give it to him. Okay, let's see the gemura. Tanu Rabbanan, minayin ayu yodim sheiru enof. How do we know if he's better, the guy that has the bulmus, and say you gave him to eat or whatever, how do we know that he's okay? Chirinov. So the core of the answer should be obvious, that when he can see. I mean, when he's blacked out, and then when he can see again, like we saw Rashi, then he's okay. So the Gemara asks, well, how do we know if he can see again? Well, if he can see again, I mean, what's the shot? So they say that, they talk about where, let's say it's at night or something, there's no light. So you can't tell if he can see or not because nobody can see, it's dark. So you have to know, that's okay, so how do I know if he's better if I can't check him by asking him if he can see? So that's what we're asking. So the answer is, Mishiavchin bein tov l'ra, when he can discern between good food and bad food. Okay, Amar Abaye u'bataima, and it's referring to tasting. So again, they explain that a person who has this bulimus thing, right? It affects all his senses, not only his sight. It affects all his senses as well. So he can't taste also properly. So if we give him food that's not good, it's off or whatever, I don't know, and he can't tell the difference, he'll eat anything, that's a sign that he still has it. Once he's discerned, be able to discern, taste something that's not good, then that's a sign that he's better. Okay. Rashi Amar Abaye Bataima, Mishudei Lavchin Bein Tam Tavshil Yafel Tam Tavshil Ra, then you know he's better. Okay. Back to the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Mishachazo Bulmus, again, someone has this Bulmus, Machilin Oso Hakal Hakal. In other words, you give him the lesser severe thing to eat, as possible. You know, they ask here as well, like what's the chiddush? Of course, like why would you give him something like super trafe, give him something that's not so trafe or whatever? So basically, they say that Havami at least was that maybe once he has this, it's like, you know, it reminds me of like on Shabbos is for pikuach nefesh, is it huter or is it that's mutter or no, it's nidche, you know, same idea here. You might think, okay, once the guy has it, give him what you want, and there's no such thing as trafe by this guy. Or whatever it is, just give him whatever you want, since he's got the thing, because nefesh, kamash, well, no, that it's only like nidch, you know, it's, you just give him whatever the minimum. It's not like hutra, you can do whatever you want, you can eat whatever you want, you still have to try to give him the least trace as possible, as we'll see. Okay, so now we get some examples. Let's say he has tevel and nevela. Okay, you can either give him tevel, like a product that wasn't meiser, which is a chiyuv misa, or nevela, which is an iser of malchus. So machilin aso nevela, because that's the lighter of the two, aso malchus. Or tevel, let's say in shviz. You can either give him tevel or shviz. Shviz here means past the time of biur, right? Otherwise not. So you can allow to eat shviz. I think that's what we're doing. But it's after the zman of biur, so it's not because of that. So what do? You give him shviz. Better give him shviz, because that's an isterase. Not even a law. Okay. Now, next. Let's say... okay, let's see Rashi a second. Machilin aso akal akal. Im ein lanu dvarim mutarim kedei tarko. We don't have enough kosher food to give him. V'yesh lefanenu mina isurim. We have different isurim. Machilin aso akal akal shnei shebehem. You give him the lighter one. Tevel shviz. Machilin aso shviz. As Rashi lachar zman abir. Like we said, shatevel b'misa bidei shamayim, and the shviz is be'ase. Okay. Now, next case. Mor says. Tevel utruma. Let's say you have tevel and truma. Here it's more tricky because here they're both chiyuv misa, the tevel and the truma. So here it's a tanai. It's a machlokes tanai. Tanai. Tendetan. Ya machilin oso tevel. Vein machilin oso truma. Says the Tanakama. It's better to give him the truma. And benteimo mer truma velo tevel. Give him the truma and not tevel. Okay, so we're going to see the understanding is as follows. Because what is tevel? It's basically tevel that the truma hasn't been taken off from it, right? So what are we basically asking over here? Gemara's gonna clarify it more. But basically, what we're asking over here is: should we take this the tevel and give it to him, or should we separate the truma? Okay, and then, as we're going to see, we're going to give down now the tevel's okay, right? We separated the truma, and then we'll give him the truma. Sometimes we give him the tevel, meaning give him everything without being mafrish anything. So then he's okay over on eating tevel. Or should we separate it, right? And then give him, we're going to see, the Gemara is going to say, well, if you can separate and just separate him, give him the what he said, you know, the thing, what do you have to give, don't give him truma. So we're going to see, it's talking about a case where he is not enough food. Okay, so he has to eat the truma also. So the question is, do you just give him some at one, eat the whole tevel, or do you separate it and let him eat both? So this way he's going to be eating mitzukan food and truma. But because when they separate, now they did not have the same truma, so should we give him like that, or give him eat the whole? So that's the silas, the tevel, and truma. They're both a misa.
Well, how much separating it on the truma?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. We'll see. We're going to talk about that. Okay. Okay. We're not talking about, at this point, we doesn't necessarily mean it's on Yom Kippur right now. In other words, we're feeding him, but it could have been that it was separated, no we can't. Okay, yeah, okay, we'll see, yeah, okay, we'll see. Okay, so we see it's a Tanai. The Makhloik is Tanayim. Again, so we had the Tanakama hold Machilinus on Tevel, Vein Machilinus on Truma, just give him the Tevel as is. Beitema says, no, Truma v'lo Tevel. You give him the Truma and not the Tevel. Amar Rabba, Heicha de Efshar b'chulim. The chuli alma lo pligi the misakninan le. He says, where you could give him chulin, in other words, just separate it and give him the stuff that was meisered already. So then that's fine. The chuli alma, of course, lo pligi the misakninan le. Gemara is going to ask the umatsinan le, right? So there, the Gemara is going to ask on that. We say that's pasha. Of course, if I could. You know, if it's a nut just separated through him and then give him to eat, of course I should do that. That's, you know, I'm giving him kosher food. Then what's the shayla? The Gemara's going to ask that. But that's, he says, Rabba says that's pasher. Right? The kuli amal pligi, then you fix it and you give him to eat. So keep pligi b'dolo efshar b'chuli. And if I'm going to take off the truma, it's not enough, what's left is not enough chuli that's going to be enough to give him. Okay, and therefore, I have to... I can separate, but I'm going to have to give him the truma also. So it's very nice. I separate. It's not tevel anymore, but I'm going to have to give him when I separate. I'm going to have to give him the truma. So that's the shayla. So Mar Savar, in other words, Ben Tema said, tevel is more chamur, and therefore you should just give him the, you should separate and give him the, you know, the, separate and give him the truma as well. And then therefore you don't have the tevel, just the truma. That's the problem. Umar Sabar Truma Chamura. And Tanakama holds, no, the Truma is more Chamura, so she just give him the old Tevel as it is. Now we're going to explain this far. As Mar Sabar Tevel Chamura, so Ben Tema says, Tevel is Chamur. Why? Because Tevel is not with everybody. But Truma, well, Truma, Chazil a Kohen. But Truma is not as Chamur, because at least it's, somebody could eat it a Kohen. Whereas Mar Sabar, the Tanakama held, Truma is more Chamura. Because, as we'll see, it's you can't fix it up. For someone that's not a Kohen, you can't, nothing you can do about it. A non-Kohen can't eat it, and there's nothing you can do about it. Aval tevel efshar l'sakune. It's cool to take in a way, in the way that you can fix it up. It's something that could be fixed, and people could eat it. So that's the shot. Okay, Rashi. Efshar b'chulin. Says Rashi, so if I could give him chulin, sheesh dai, but chulin shall tevel, that once I meister it, there's enough of the, you know, the, what's after I meister it, left over, chulin shall tevel, the lachil, to give him to eat, lachar she nitlu mitruma. So that's not a shah. The kuli alma lo pligi, the mesaknina le, mesafinina le, that we can get there, we should separate it and give him to eat. What? The chulin. The ain machilin alo tevel alo truma. Then I don't have to give him any problem. You know, I separate it and then I give him the fixed up stuff and everything's good. Keep ligi b'dolo efshar b'chulin, says Rashi, when I can't do that. Ela imkein ochel et kulo. It's not going to be enough unless he eats everything. V'kamar machilin oso atevel kamot shehu. That kamash mulan, that I have to give him the tevel as is. V'lo yafishu mimenu trumaso. And not to be mafish to truma, just give him the tevel as is. Lachilo truma laatzma v'chulin laatzman. Okay, so I should as opposed to separating and giving him both to eat, I should just give him the tevel. Okay, the chain of Entema, excuse me, he held Omer mutav shefrish nu trumato. No, it's better to separate the truma and give him both. Yachilu kol echad latzmo, below yachilu tevel kamotru, and not just give him the tevel as is. Mar tava says Rashi tevel chamur shafilu l'kohanim eino ra'uy. Because tevel is more chamur, not good. Nobody could eat it, not even a kohen. Umar sabar truma is more chamur shein laheter, because truma is there's no heter for a zar. Aval tevel lefshar de misakinlu, you can fix it up and it'll be okay. V'chulin you, and then it'll be chulin ruin l'cholad and anybody can eat. Okay, next. Now the Gemara is asking on, like we mentioned this before, the Gemara is going to ask this, on Rava. Right? So Rava said that if you can, you know, separate the truma, and then what you're left with was the chulin, whatever, you give him the chulin, that's what everybody agrees, that's what you should do. So Gemara says, Efsha b'chulin pshita. Of course. I can give him kosher food, of course that's vadai the best thing. So what's the chiddush? The Gemara answers, Lo tzricha, we're talking about a case, b'shabbos. Okay, that when I can't, where the problem is, it's not this chofshi, this I can just take the meiser. It's not allowed to meiser on Shabbos. It's a drabanan of tikkun mana, of like makula pati, fixing something up. Okay, so therefore, kiwi was not so pashut, because even though, fine, I'll take the truma, I'll have enough, then to give him, but by doing so, I'm getting over in this drabanan of being meistering on Shabbos.
Yom Kippur is not a problem? Let's say Yom Kippur that is not Shabbos.
Yeah, Yom Kippur is Shabbos. I mean,
it's not Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah.
What's taking with Yom Kippur anyhow?
Yeah. So that's saying Yom Kippur is the same thing. Same Mister on Yom Kippur also.
Ah, no, the more answer the Shabbos.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why it didn't say Yom Kippur, but, but yeah. Oh, I'm sorry? No, it says no, but it's right. Because it says a bulmus. Talking about bulmus, but it's common. But the bulmus doesn't have to be on Shabbos, right? On Yom Kippur, I mean, it can be bulmus anytime you can have bulmus. It's common on Yom Kippur, that's when a person's fasting. But bulmus what throws you obviously against Yom Kippur, but there's nothing. You can have bulmus anytime. Right, so now the Gemara is saying, no, it's Dafka talking about Shabbos, or Yom Kippur, Shabbos, talking about on a Dafka on Shabbos, and therefore, the Chiddush is that I'm allowed to be over on the Isser of Mimafish, the Truma, in order to give him kosher food. You know. Right now, you're right. Okay? And right now, what? This is about the separating. What? What is?
To separate
Shumas. Yeah, it's a Dirvan, yeah.
Looks like
a Masakin. Right, looks like a Masakin. So the Chiddush is I can set duties to Dirvan and separating on Shabbos so that I can give them the kosher food. So the Gemara says, B'Shabbos nami pshita, tiltu midrabananu. So that's also Pashut, because it's only, Vada'i should be over on an Isser Dirvanan in order that I can eat him kosher food instead of eating, giving him an Issa deraisa to eat. Well, I should over under a bun to give him, instead of having to give him deraisa. So the word tilt, if you look at the Gilyan Ashat, the Tzarechi and Gado, because tiltul is muktza. I mean, the pashtus is not the Issa that we're dealing with here, muktza. We're talking about being mafresh on Shabbos. Right? So different explanations, whatever, that once you mice or something, so it becomes you can't eat it, so it becomes mukta, whatever. But anyways, the yisur is we're like we said, being mafrish, and where it says okay, that's still pashadu. Vana, you should be over on drabana, and again, the lighter the better. So when you give me nisur deraisa, you do a nisur drabana on shav, and then you can give him that's it. And you have one, then you don't have to do have a nisur deraisa here. So more answers. Achum mayaskinan. So what are we talking about here? That now that the Isser is also Durabanan. Okay, so we're changing it now. The thing we're giving to eat, the tevel or whatever, the remafris, was not regular tevel that's deraisa, but rather it's something grown in it's a pot without a hole. So that's only Dirabana. That was Midoraisa. You don't have to Maisa this at all. It's only Midorabana. So now, in other words, we have two Dirabanans now. Okay, if he eats the Tevel as it is, again, he's over on Tevel like Dirabanan. If we separate the Maisa, so now he's not eating Tevel Dirabanan, but we did the Isser Dirabanan of being Maisa. So the question is, you know what takes preference? And in this case, so we're saying it's going to Rabbah. You said it's Pshita, right? That in such a situation that you would take the if there's enough food again that you should do the Isser Dirabanan of Shabbos and of being Mafresh and give him the chulin that's not even Dirabanan, not perfectly okay. Give him that food. Mar savar tevel chamura, mar savar truma chamura. Okay, however, if you do not have enough food, right, and you have to give both, so one says that, again, this is all derabanan. One says that the tevel, derabanan, is more chamura. Okay, therefore you should be mafrish, the truma, all derabanan, right, and give them like that. And mar savar no truma is chamura. And that it's better just to give them the tevel derabanan. But it's all talking about derabanan. So the Gemara suggests, Lema Tanaihi. Let us say this is a Machlokes Tanaim. The Tanya. Misha Neshacho Nachash Karim Lo Rofe Mimachom Lo Makom. Somebody that gets bitten by a snake, it's Pikuch Nefesh. So you call a Rofe, even if it's on Shabbos, to come Mimachom Lo Makom, even if you have to come from outside his kum to save the guy. Umakarin Lo Esatanagolas. And you literally tear up a chicken, and there was used to put this on the wound, the chicken, in order to make it better. And that was again the type of refuah, and that's okay, even though it's netilas neshama, you're killing the chicken, whatever, on Shabbos, whatever, that's okay. It goes as the imelos akrishim, and you can pick leeks from the ground, even though it's an isser kotzer, again, it's for refuah, umachilin, also give them to eat. The ain sarich laser. Okay, so here's what's nogeya to us. And when you pick this vegetable, the leeks, you can give it to them to eat, and you don't have to meister it before. Don't meister before, so you're giving him tevel. Divrei right. Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon omer lo yachal ad shiaser. So he says, no, you shouldn't eat until you meister. Okay? That's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. And again, but what are we talking about here? Let's get it clear. It's krishin. These are vegetables. Now, vegetables, all meistering of vegetables anyway is derabanan. Okay? So this is only, the document only on a derabanan.
And a lie anyway.
No, not necessarily. No. What? Yeah, no, we're bringing in the house and everything. So it's a derabanan. So basically, it seems like this is exactly our shaila. In other words, we have here a tevel durabanan, right, these vegetables, so durabanan. So the question is, talking about on Shabbos now, should we mafrish and give him, chulin, or should we, but we're going over on, the Shabbos thing, or should we, just give him the tevel and not be over on me meistering on the Shabbos. So, and give him tevel durabanan. So the Gemara suggests, therefore, Nema, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimoni, Velo Rabbi. So let us say that Rabba is holding like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Velo Rabbi. Right? Because Rabbi says, ain't sorry, you just give it to him. Whereas we saw Rabba says, no, you should meister it, and then give him the meister thing. So it seems like Rabbi's going with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara is Ochadan says, no, afilu tame Rebbe. No, it could be that he's holding like Rebbe. How could that be? Ad kan lo ka'ama Rebbe Hassam. Then when did Rebbe say that you, in the case of this guy got bitten by the snake, that you don't mafish? That's Elul Inyan Meister Yerek Rabbanan. Because that there we're talking about Meister Yerek, as we say, which is Rabbanan. Okay, we're going to see in a second. We're also Rabbanan, we're seeing a difference. 1 second. Aval Meister Dagan the Tevel Deraisahu, then Afilu Rabbi Mode. Why the Sharis Le Batit Sheino Nakuv Ati LeMeichel Batit Shehu Nakuv? So the difference is that Yerek is always Rabbanan, and it's not. That's it. It's Rabbanan. Okay, so we're not worried about anything. However, in the case of the tfuah, say it was wheat or whatever, growing in the Nazis that has that they know naku, okay, that's Rabbanan, because it's not a hole and it's a pot. Okay, so it's true that it's Rabbanan, but the danger is that if we're going to just tell the person, yeah, just give it to him as is, why should we meister it, just give it to him as is, the danger is that next Shabbos, you might have another pikuach situation where the pot will have a hole in it, let's say. Okay, and there, then it'll be mamish deraisa, it'll be mamish tevel deraisa. And then the person, you know, will learn from it and say, oh yeah, I remember last week, you know, we didn't meister it, so we just gave it to him as is, let's give it to him as is. Oh, no, then it was a rabbana, now it's a deraisa. No, it was a danger, it might come to a deraisa by giving him tfua that, you know, without meistering. Whereas Yerek, you don't got that problem, because there's no such thing as, we're just giving Yerek, you know, there's no such thing as deraisa Yerek, it's always rabban. So it could be the Rebbe that says, just give it to him as is, maybe dafka there's by Yerek, he said that. But it could be that he agrees with Rabba over here that you should meister when it comes to a pot with a hole and without a hole, because it might come to eating with from a pot that does have a hole, which will be the raisa, and therefore to avoid that problem, you should it's better to meister. Okay, see Rashi. Efshar b'chulin chita. We said if you can give him meister and give him the chulin, of course, it's pasha you should do that. The Gemara said lo tzricha b'shabbat. We're talking about on Shabbat. Shafilu hu Shabbat. Shasur lafish truma meister. You're not allowed to be mafish on Shabbos. Yafishu v'lo yachilu tefalim. You should still do the yisur and not give him tevel. Then the Gemara said, well, that's also pasha. Of course, you should do a derbanan. You shouldn't eat an yisur deraisa. The Gemara says, ba'ati che'eno nakuf. Talking about there's not a hole in it. The tevel is still a derbanan. It's only derbanan. Vishvus nafashas meister v'shabbos derbanan. And they're both derbanan. And now being mafish is derbanan. So Ashmeinan, so it's coming to Yisrael, sheyidche ha-shvus, v'lo yachilu, tevel drabanan. They should push over the shvus of maestering, and not give him tevel drabanan. And now already Rashi, like, foreshadows what's the reason. Da'atu le-mishrei nami tevel deraisa ki ha-gavna, as we saw now in the end of the Gemara. Because the problem is that if you're by, even what's the difference? They're both drabanan, but danger is that this can come to a deraisa. Right? If you don't maester it, then it could come, might, you know, guy might, next Shabbos, give the tevel to the deraisa without meister. I lema tanaihi, hach the rabba, that which rabba says, is in machlokas anayim, da amar b'daf shabachulin, amistaknina le, v'dachin and shvus, da fashashum, is b'shabbos. As rabba said, that if you can give him chulin, so you should misakin it, and you're docha the shvus of Shabbos, of fashashum, is b'shabbos, b'shabbos, mekam yechilas tevel. In the place of eating tevel, da'ati chenu nakuv again is drabanan, and then we brought the this brisa with the snake. Karin lo rofe, we're talking about on Shabbos. The karin lo tarnagolas, you can rip up a tarnagolas. Matez lo al ha maka shizohi refuato. That's refuah, putting it on the maka, this dead chicken. The gozazin lo krishin mina mechubar, you can pull it out of the ground. There's the nisir of kotzer lachilot yom teit. Krishin is tarsi, we said it's like leek. So we said, Lema, therefore, Hadar Rabbah, and that's what Rabbah said, just that you shouldn't be mafrish, that you should be mafrish, that's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimoni, Damar mafrish and lo truma b'shabbat, that you should, as we saw here by the snake. Right? Val yachilenu tevel drabanan could go near it, and don't give them the tevel drabanan, like Freibach with the Yerek, the Krishin. The low Rabbi is not Rabbi. The Rabbi, Amorin, sorry, Chosir, he says, no, you should, the Rabbi says, you just give it to him without mastering. And then we said, no, it doesn't have to be that, because I can't lokama Rebbe, maybe, Ela Leinyan Meister Yerek, Rabbanan. The lo michlok betevel deraisa, you're not going to get mixed up with tevel deraisa, because it's always Rabbanan, vegetable. About Dagan deraisa, who the Dagan is deraisa, filu Rebbe Moler, maybe, could be he also agrees here, to Afas, he's chain on a kuv, you should Meister. Why? The michlok deraisa, because you might come to mix up with the deraisa. Okay.